From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Inventors targeted by patent trolls often have to decide whether to pay up or fight. Details about this in a few minutes. First, though, a nonprofit organization that resettles refugees in the U.S. says it will continue placing Syrian refugees in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott issued an order not to do so after last month's terror attacks in Paris. Abbott's health secretary threatened to sue the Dallas branch of the International Rescue Committee if it didn't comply. The Texas Tribune reports the agency previously informed the state it would resettle two families in North Texas early this month. The Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement last week warned Abbott and other governors that they don't have the power to reject Syrian refugees. Many of the health science and technology advances we explore in our breakthrough series are patented, but even after securing those patents, project inventors still have to defend them. Some companies claiming to defend patents have turned to abusive tactics in recent years. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports why it's difficult to catch so-called patent trolls.
It can be tricky to pin down a patent troll.
You don't hear from them unless they want something out of you.
Keith Robinson is a law professor at Southern Methodist University. He says the pejorative title patent troll is too simple. Instead, he uses the lawyerly term non-practicing entities.
These are entities that own several patents. They sue other companies for patent infringement using those patents, with the idea that they are trying to extort a settlement fee.
That settlement fee could be as low as $1,000. Might not sound like much, but when they sue dozens of companies at once, it adds up. Nearly 2,000 patent lawsuits have been filed against 662 Texas companies between 2005 and 2014, most of them in the Eastern District of Texas. Almost every major company is involved in ongoing patent battles, but it's smaller businesses too. For telecommunications company Adtran, patent lawsuits have become a major distraction.
There are points in time where I will get three or four allegations a month. I will tell you that in 80 to 90% of the cases, if not more, there is no infringement there.
Tom Stanton is CEO of Adtran. He admits sometimes his company unknowingly infringes on technology that is patented. And when that's the case, he has no problem paying a licensing fee.
Inherently, I don't have a problem with, let's call them patent aggregators or patent trolls. My issue has more to do with the practices and how they actually go about their business than actually the business model itself.
Here's an example of the practices he's talking about. In May, a patent lawsuit landed on Stanton's desk. He says it was a vague accusation, and Adtran was lumped in with a bunch of other companies.
2 days later, I get a letter that says, hey, by the way, I will sell you a license that will indemnify you from whatever this suit may be for $95,000. Now, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I can go, and I know it's going to cost me more than $95,000 to prosecute it all the way through. Or this person is, even though I have no idea what they're claiming, I can go ahead and write them a check for $95,000 and they'll do it.
It sounds almost like a web scam.
And that's exactly how you feel, right? And nobody likes being taken advantage of in that way.
Patent trolls or aggregators aren't the primary problem with the system, Stanton says. They're just bad actors taking advantage of a broken structure. So how and who can repair the patent system? Make it more difficult for patent trolls to file frivolous lawsuits in eastern Texas, but still allow prosecution of real patent poachers. A lot of changes have been made. Let's look at two key ones.
In 2011, President Obama signed into law the America Invents Act.
The America Invents Act, law professor Keith Robinson says, was the first major reform to the U.S. patent system in almost 60 years. He says the legislation curbs trolling by making it harder for patent trolls to sue so many companies at once. Not much point to suing, say, two companies hoping to settle for $2,000 compared to 30. The second patent troll roadblock, that came from the Supreme Court. Last year, the justices made it easier for district judges to call a lawsuit frivolous and demand the plaintiff pay for a defendant's legal cost. Robinson says this is a powerful tool. It makes the trolls have skin in the game.
If you in addition to spending money litigating the case and losing that money, you then have to pay the attorney's fees of the other side. There's a lot more to lose there. And so that's a tool that the district courts do have available to them now.
Here's the thing. In East Texas, judges aren't using this tool like they are in other districts. On average, across the country, courts are granting 36% of motions for attorney's fees. That's triple the rate before the Supreme Court case. In the Eastern District of Texas, no plaintiff, not one, has been ordered to pay defendants' fees. There are other changes, like new regional patent offices. The one that opened in Dallas last month is designed to strengthen the patent process while curbing excessive litigation. The ultimate goal? Help companies spend less time fighting patent trolls in East Texas and more time doing business. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
The Edith O'Donnell Institute of Art History at the UT Dallas campus in Richardson officially opened a new wing last night inside the Dallas Museum of Art. The Institute's linked to major art history archives and centers in Europe, as well as other museums in North Texas, but the director says the collaboration between UTD and the DMA is unprecedented.
It's the first time that a major urban art museum has dedicated a space for advanced art historical research in the museum, not across the street, not down the block, but in the museum.
Richard Bertel said this will bring increased attention to the DMA's 23,000 art objects, including the Kir collection. It's one of the largest troves of Islamic art in the world. Sunny skies and a high of 58 in the forecast today. Clear tonight, patchy frost after midnight and into the morning tomorrow. The overnight low, 35. Tomorrow's high up to 58. It's 38 degrees now in Dallas, 42 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.